foreigner or Chinese, it seems that nobody can resist the temptation of Chongqing food.
The food is awesome. We have really food sightseeing, so hot pot and xiaomian, everything. So we love Chongqing food. We usually go to have some delicious food.
Shijikao and Dashuecheng, Nanshan, eating hot pot.
And noodle, Chongqing noodle.
The spicy hot pot, or huo guo in Chinese, is widely seen as the signature food that represents Chongqing's food culture. Boiled in a spicy broth in a simmering pot, ingredients are placed into the pot and are cooked at the table. Typical hot pot dishes include thinly sliced meat, leafy vegetables, mushrooms, tofu, and seafood. The cooked food is usually eaten with a dipping sauce.In Chongqing, the soup in the pot is always mixed with hot pepper oil and local spices to give a pungent, dense, and heavy flavor. The popularity of Chongqing hot pots can be seen from these numbers. There are currently over 26,000 hot pot restaurants in the city, providing job opportunities for more than 500,000 people. Hu Ning is a waitress at a hot pot restaurant in one of the city's most prosperous commercial zones.
Chongqing has very good hot pot, which you can find nowhere else. The hot pot in Chongqing is the most authentic with the best taste. I can't really explain the flavor. It's just spicy, mixed with heavy flavors. It's a normal thing for us Chongqing people to eat spicy food. We can't live without the chili. For example, we like to eat noodles with chili pepper in the morning.But to many people, breakfast should be light and mild.
But there are other delicious cuisines in Chongqing as well, and not all of them are spicy. As you walk through the crowded alleys at the ancient river town of Cixiqiu, you will be amazed by the variety of the street food available there. Once a prominent market and trade town for porcelain products in the Ming Dynasty by the Jialing River, Cixiqiu has now been transformed into a tourism destination for shopping and dining. Restaurants, food stalls, and snack shops are scattered across the town, offering delicacies ranging from sweet, sticky rice cakes,fried Chinese donuts, as well as flavored beef jerky, which are all specialties you find only in Chongqing.
The sticky rice cake we sell here is a traditional food in Chongqing. It's handmade by striking the rice dough with a stick. Actually, it's a common snack food in southwestern region, but the method of making it is different. The rice cake in Chengdu contains more water, but ours is more chewy.
Some shops always have long queues outside them. Chen Ma Hua is one of them. Ma Hua, or fried dough twist, has been a traditional snack for Han Chinese for thousands of years. It is usually considered a specialty in the northern city of Tianjin, but here in Chongqing, Ma Hua has found another home.
Tianjin Ma Hua is big in size, but Chongqing Ma Hua is small and crispy. It's quite different. Tianjin's is not as crispy as ours. The texture is soft and it's like bread.
Many say Chongqing food embodies the characteristics of its people, bold, straightforward, and enthusiastic, just like the hot chilies. So next time when you get an opportunity to visit Chongqing, never forget to try the food, and you'll soon make friends with the people. For CRI, this is Liu Mohan in Chongqing.